This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. Immigrants are increasingly the targets of money-making scams. However, there are a growing number of grassroots efforts to provide them with the information and tools to avoid the scams. In this second of two stories on threats against Ohio's immigrants, we report on local efforts to keep them from becoming victims.
You don't need GPS to figure out which West Akron house belongs to John Beatty.
I'm a bumper sticker Christian.
The 80-year-old Methodist minister and his wife Linda wear their sentiments on bumper stickers and wall art, window stickers, and yard signs. Love thy neighbor, no exceptions, and hate has no home here in a half dozen languages. They're also among the founders of the Akron Interfaith Immigration Advocates.
So whether we're Muslim, Jewish, or Christian, or Hindu, or other religions, we all have a common bond of concern for human beings.
In all, about 100 people volunteer with the Akron Interfaith Group. They make repeated trips these days to immigration courts and detention facilities as far away as Detroit. Sometimes they deliver bond money. Sometimes they bring individuals to their hearings. Sometimes they bring whole families for what could end in a farewell. Without the volunteers' help, the immigrants would have to rely on private transportation. And that often means an opportunist with a junker who charges as much as $300 for the less than 1 hour trip to Cleveland for immigration proceedings. A Tuscarawas County woman was facing a cost of $1,300 to get to the Guatemalan embassy in Chicago to pick up documents. But Linda Beatty says Interfaith Advocates do more than save immigrant families money many don't have. When it comes to immigration court,
we find that the judge feels better when they know that there's a community built in for them and that when we don't drop our people, they become part of us.
Which means Christmas parties, summer picnics, celebrating childbirth, and help with food, getting kids to school and medical care, getting legal advice. And perhaps most importantly, John Beatty says, connecting immigrants to a network of friends and resources.
There is a lot of manipulation of vulnerable immigrants, but there's a lot of help for vulnerable immigrants by other immigrants.
There are other support groups throughout Northeast Ohio, including Cleveland Catholic Charities, Migration and Refugee Services, the Statewide Immigrant Worker Project based in Canton, the International Institute of Akron, and the University of Akron Immigration Clinic, which specializes in asylum cases. Some have staff, all rely on volunteers, and many have taken on the task of helping immigrants recognize scams because the cons are so pervasive, they literally walk in the door while immigrants are working on other issues. One example is a young man who came to a Canton center to renew his work permit. As he was sitting there, a text message fishing for his social security number popped up. His face, which had tightened, relaxed as he showed it to the lawyer across the desk, who told him, ignore it. The most common scams include phony IRS warnings of arrest and deportation, bogus immigration paperwork, falsified tax forms, and exorbitant fees for things like standardized immigration forms and free vaccinations. Ari Salamanca is a Church of God pastor in the Columbiana County town of Salem, and the guy many of the Guatemalans living here call when they've been approached. His advice is familiar in any language.
If something sounds weird, stop. Don't send money to anybody. Go to the Catholic Church or contact me, and we will take care of it.
Because he's an interpreter for the Salem Police Department and courts, he's especially effective when the scams include threats of arrests. But Salamanca says scammers are adept at ferreting out fresh fears, and some show a specialized understanding of the community he works with.
You know, and I have families asking me to take them right away to send money. And I said, okay, I will help you, but why? You know, why we need to send money? They send them pictures of the Santa Muerte, saying that if you don't send me the money right now, we're gonna do witchcraft on you.
Whether it's Pastor Salamanca in Salem, or John and Linda Beatty in Akron, or hundreds of other volunteers, their goal is to replace fear with faith that life will get better and that the community around them cares for its immigrants. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.